Episode 2375, Why, God, Why?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're taking some time this weekend to refuel yourself. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's all about your relationship with God. Where are you headed? Are you going in the direction that He wants you to, or are you trying to control it? Why, God, why? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live Love and Impact. Well, have you ever questioned why? God, why? Why is this happening? Why is this happening to me? Release what is stealing your joy and accept the gift of peace. You know, peace is hard to have when you don't feel in control. Think about that for a moment. Think about it when you're having an argument with your spouse. Think about it when you're trying to reason why you're right and your child is wrong. Think about it when you're dealing with a lender and you're trying to say, you know what, this is what's going on. Why can't you understand my point of view? And when you don't have the answers you're looking for, you feel out of control. Peace is no more. You're uneasy. You're agitated. You get frustrated. Sometimes you even get mad. But what if I challenged you that asking why is actually what is holding you back and robbing you of what God wants to give you? Confusion can lead us down a path of wanting to know everything. If we don't understand it, we want to. We search for it. We go after it. If things don't line up for our earthly minds, we continue to seek what we don't know. We want to find it. Now, some of that is excellent and necessary when it comes to living a vibrant and fruitful life. However, if we get stuck on what we don't know or understand, that can close us off to what's around us and what God intends for us to see. Proverbs 3 verses 5 through 6 says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths." Are you allowing God to lead you, or are you still trying to be in control? Learn to trust God, not yourself. I don't know about you, but this last year into now 2021, it's been kind of crazy, hasn't it? Maybe you've been on the edge, not of glory, but of chaos. Maybe you've sat in your closet and said, "Why, God, why? Why me? Why now? Why this?" And you question, do I have any more to give? What else do I have to give? What else do I have to prove? You know, because we've all been there. Why, God, why? Why me? Well, I know when I look at what we've been through, and we all have our own stories. But God has really stretched me in this area of trust, of letting go, of not being in control, because I'm here to tell you, if you don't know already, I like to be in control. It feels good. And quite frankly, I think us as humans, we want to be in control. Because then we have purpose. And in life, we want love and we want purpose. And that leads us. And when we don't have that, we're like a fish out of water. And I don't know about you, but I don't like to be out of water if I'm supposed to be the fish in the water. And so I like control. So much that it, at one point, was killing my marriage. Now, yes, marriage is a two-way street, so it just wasn't all me. But at the same time, I acknowledge that control is something that I have difficulty with, and I'm sure you can relate to it also. But especially in times of question marks, not being able to put the pieces of the puzzle together, not being able to understand, Lord, why? Can you just tell me why? Can you give me a breadcrumb and let me know why this is happening? Well, like I said, over the last year and now into 2021, it's been a little crazy, and I have been stretched in the area of trust. And I walk a lot in my life on the edge, primarily because, well, I've moved my entire life. So it seemed like every year and a half, 2 years, I had to recreate my life. New friends, new community, new church. Sometimes when I was younger, new school. We didn't have GPS on our iPhones. Do you know how much I got lost when I was driving? A lot of how we lead our life comes from trust and whom that trust is found. And I know for me, I would walk on the edge, not always on glory. It would be when I would put my trust 100% in God. But you know what? I like to hold on to about 1.5%. How about you? I just want to have that extra edge. Like, oh, come on. That's just that little lip that says, you know what? If I got that, I'm going to be okay. I won't stumble off the edge. And if I do, it'll be just enough that I can grab onto it. Learn to trust God, not yourself. I've watched him work in my life. In every moment, in every step. There are times that in our circumstances over the past, like I said, 18 months or so, I was like, Lord, we're not getting out of this. When is enough enough? I'm tired of getting knocked down. I don't know if I have the energy to get back up. And some of it, I couldn't talk to anybody about. It had to be between me and God. And I'm sure you know how that situation went. Why, God, why? And that was me saying it nicely. What you can't control, God does. So let him be the leader in your life. He has shown me every single day how he has connected the dots in my life. The circumstances and the situations that I was like, Lord, I cannot handle much more. He said, no, wait, I got this. And I said, yeah, but I got 1.5%. I'm holding on to this. And he's like, no, you're not. I want 100%. Do you know how difficult it is to give up that 1.5%? It's like stock. It's like, ah, that's my cushion. My cushion to keep me stable. In my opinion, to keep me alive, because it makes me feel like I have control. Let loose what doesn't matter and let God in, knowing that apart from him, you can do nothing. I love John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That's what Jesus told us. I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you and I, we can do nothing. You live your life forward, but understand it backward. Let God lead while you follow. The answers will come in his time. All the best comes when you rest. That rest comes in him, giving him 100%. So I challenge you today, are you willing to give up that 1.5%? Are you truly willing to live on the edge of his glory, not of your control? Because I promise you, God's got you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.